When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Treks in the City is a podcast that has never assaulted anyone.
Yes.
And you should subscribe to it. Check out more great comedy podcasts at foreverdogpodcast.com, which is a website who has also never assaulted anyone.
Yeah. And you know what? Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Treks Fashion for behind the scenes photos, Treks Fashion moments.
And
if you love what you're hearing and you want to support the podcast, what can we do?
Two easy things.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And give us a cinco star.
Yeah, please. Cinco means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uno, not tres, one, not two, not three, not four.
All right. And subscribe also to our Patreon for bonus episodes.
Oh, these
merch
bonus
shouts.
Episodes are so good.
They're
guys.
So good. We're discussing Star Trek Discovery in real time. And we're also discussing TOS, which we are having
a hard time
because it's a lot of misogynistic.
And so we supplement
comments.
With a lot of info
but
about our personal lives.
The fashion is so
why am
beautiful.
I advertising that?
The fashion is so beautiful. The colors I'm so fascinated with.
Visually
TOS
stunning.
Has so much.
And as we know, podcasting, a visual medium. So subscribe to our Patreon, rate us 5 stars on Apple, and also wherever you get your podcast.
And I love you.
A nice.
Is that too much?
Evening.
I love you.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Anybody?
Welcome to Treks in the City.
Welcome to Treks in the City.
Till the City. Welcome to Treks in the City. Welcome
to Treks
and the City. I'm attempting to do like a time loop thing.
Okay.
I'm attempting to do a time loop. Well, I don't think we should repeat each
other. I don't think we should repeat each other.
No,
you're not. That's not how it works. That's how it works. Bridge. To the bridge.
I'm Alice Wetterland.
And I'm Veronica Osorio.
Oh, there it happened.
Oh, what?
This is Treks in the City. Comedy live from our studio in an undisclosed location in the coolest part of LA. I am feeling great. How are you doing?
I'm feeling great because you guys are going to hear this in some sort of order, but I'm just watching a bunch of Star Trek in a row. So I'm very...
We love it when... You're just saying we love it when it's a Star Trek week.
Love it because we're having
And I'm rewatching Discovery.
You're rewatching Discovery?
We talked about maybe rewatching it and then doing a recap.
I'm rewatching Discovery too
for the Patreon.
With company.
Me too.
It's very exciting because now, so like the company that I'm speaking of is
I'm thinking of it like a corporate
with a full
like a
with my business partners. I'm watching Discovery with my business.
Well, you do get down to business. Okay,
hello. Yeah, mazel tov.
I'm gonna let you
to
struggle through this.
Yeah, thank you. I'm watching with company, and the company is someone who is a nerd, and that's really fun.
That's fun, right?
Yeah. How about you?
I don't know about
you. Watch
that.
It with your cats.
I watch it with my family, my small fuzzy family.
I have a small
love them
fuzzy
so
family
much.
Too.
They are so important to me. And my male companion.
Ooh, tell us more.
He's into Star Wars, so it's not looking good.
That sounds like he has a limited amount of attention.
That's what I'm telling you.
Because like,
he said he liked it. We watched an episode. We watched the pilot, and I fell asleep. So this is really the thing is, I can't throw stones with that one.
Maybe there's like a total of 20 hours of Star Wars content.
Yeah, that's true. But they keep remaking it.
Wait, yeah, but What I'm saying is, like, the old debate of Star Wars versus Star Trek, yeah. I'm like, I think Star Wars people are just lazy.
How do you get a coffee?
I struggle.
All right.
Brett and I.
I'd love one.
It's the soy. There's soy in That's here. Really you want good. Some? Okay.
So I'm pepped right up.
I'm very excited.
And we'd love to bring in our guest today, who's been sitting here patiently.
I'm very excited about this because I was late. And
to the
podcast
to the
right now. To the undisclosed location. And I'm actually very excited to have a fellow foreigner.
Sister Christian, though your time has come.
Wow. A brother from another country.
A brother from another place.
Well, but you are the friend, so.
Oh, right. Sorry. This is my guest.
Wow.
Just
I thought it was
FYI.
My guest.
I thought it just was a boundary going up
I
here.
I thought this was my guest, like no. a friend for Veronica.
I brought him for you to enjoy in the parameters of this podcast.
Wow.
Never speak again.
Okay, well, sorry. Not personal.
Famous here as, you might know him as Don on People of Earth. He is my co-star and my friend, one of my favorite Woo. People in the whole world. My good buddy, Bjorn Gustafsson.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
You're such a good guest that waited until, like, some guests are like, we're like, I'm Ellis, I'm Veronica, and I'm me, the guest.
Yeah, they jump right
they
in.
Right in.
But do you do a lot of podcasts in, like, normally?
I usually turn podcasts down. But
yeah.
You do?
I actually do.
You know what I
Why?
Thought you meant for the first
you don't
time
like...
you said that? That you like are in the car and you turn them down, you listen to them at a low volume.
You can turn it down here too.
Oh, I can actually do that.
Yeah,
I don't mind,
if you want that.
I don't
that.
Mind having my own voice a little lower. There we go.
But
there you go.
Oh, yeah. So
I love my own voice.
So we're special. So you're getting a special
in my own accent.
Was it because you wanted to do this or you felt you'd be in trouble with me?
I'd be, I really wanted to.
I was like,
if you said, because I feel like I would get in trouble with Alice, I would be like, I understand it and respect you.
Yeah. No,
and
that I, is like, what he meant by that. I can tell
I
by the way he responded.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you having a sense
yes,
of trouble.
You guys have like, you just turned mine down.
It was you?
Yeah. You guys can have a all the way down. I hate it. I need to hear my own voice to exist. No, help. Okay, oh, thank God. Ooh,
I'm
my
so
lifeblood.
Sorry.
My
We're
own
playing
voice.
With the mic volumes because
oof. I didn't realize how addicted I am to my own voice.
I am very addicted. In okay, so like Bjorn is our very first guest who's ever refused the headphones, but then he misses out on stuff like.
Right. So, yeah, so I put them right back on. I don't want to miss
you're
that.
In this podcast because Alice thank you so much. You're in this podcast because Alice bullied you into being in this podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have the headphones on because I was basically like, you can't miss the out.
Yeah, no, but I said yes actually because I think we
oh
are
oh my God, thank you so much.
Alice is also so my much. Favorite person.
Yeah, I'm Aww. One of Bjorn's favorite people
so,
for sure.
So
wow,
we,
confident. That's nice.
And he has a lot of female friends like Kevin T. Porter. Shout out.
So
I feel very fortunate.
What, can I
yeah,
take
we work
a hit
together.
From your coffee?
Yeah, of course.
Take
we,
a hit.
We worked together on People of Earth. Bjorn and I met 3 years ago in the Canadian territories. The upper Canadian land.
And now here you are.
And we play star-crossed lovers from different planets on our show.
Ooh.
So this is my first like arc of having to deal with like a romantic arc with anybody. And I'm very lucky because, well, like except for in sketches and stuff like that.
I thought you were going to back down on lucky.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky because
no,
well.
I am lucky because you're so easy to work with. And it would be a nightmare if you were like annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And well, I mean,
we're both very easy to work with.
Shut up.
That's what we're saying.
Shut up, Bjorn. All right.
Yeah.
I'm differently easy.
Yeah.
I kind of pump up the vibe a little bit. But
I'm gonna let you guys. Keep
but you're going. Also new to Star Trek.
You are new to Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about your history with Star Trek.
I mean, I know I watched an episode or two when I was a kid at my grandparents' house, but I
very
understand.
Specific.
Yeah. Mm.
One episode.
Is it dubbed?
It's not dubbed. Mm. So I did not understand.
Okay.
No subtitles.
But I was like...
Is it called something else in Swedish? I love Swedish language. It's like...
It is called Star Trek, but I was wondering if I would...
Star Trek.
Yes!
Yeah, I knew it. I almost did it.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
That's in Gothenburg, where I'm from.
But I love that.
Star Trek. But we... It would be... Stjärn... vandrarna, mm-hmm. maybe?
Mm-hmm.
In Swedish?
We're trying to... This is our first attempt at getting a real international audience with you. Because Bjorn's very famous in Sweden.
You are?
Yeah, he's like the Dane Cook of Sweden.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
he's famous... Okay. I think he's probably one of the most famous people. All of the 10 to 15,000 people who live in Sweden know who he is.
10 to 15,000? Wow, that's a lot.
I don't know. It's,
that's
I'm sure it's good way for more you guys. Than that, but it's not maybe that much more.
I'm famous in Venezuela. Shut up.
Mm. You are?
People know who I am.
Do you get stopped on the street?
Someone was in Brooklyn. No, I don't go to Venezuela. I don't spend time there.
Caracas,
I have a terrible PTSD.
I understand.
Verónica Osorio from Caracas.
Verónica Osorio.
And I'm Alice Wetterlin from Minneapolis. I'm from Venezuela, and I grew up in Caracas, and Caracas is...
Isn't that that... Caracas?
Caracas? Oh, no, those are the...
Maracas.
No, the maracas are the...
Yeah.
The castañas.
The castañas.
The castañas, yeah.
Yeah, you mix the two, the maracas and the castañas. Caracas.
Could you maybe ever get...
Castañas y maracas is Caracas.
It's could like, you ever get castañas de Caracas?
No, because they're typical of Spain.
Solamente maracas de Caracas.
I mean, you could buy them. Like, you could buy anything from anywhere.
Yeah, I suppose.
But not, imported. Like, original.
They're all made in China anyway. Come on.
Now it made me want to, like, everything's okay. Made in China anyway, right?
It's my show.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Wait.
You're not in trouble yet.
Yeah. Wait, I am in the show, too.
Yeah.
It's my show, too.
Yeah, it's your show.
How interesting.
More than mine sometimes.
More than mine sometimes... Too.
Yeah, we it's like a marriage.
It
I
is.
See it as a marriage.
I
and
do
Brett
too.
Is our son.
Oh.
He's okay with it? You don't think of Brett as our child?
I just noticed that Brett has a book that says has a sticker slapped on that says rent or buy me. And it's kind of
that means he took it from a library.
I wish
and
I had
that
a,
means we have to discipline.
I wish
our
I
son.
Had a pack of okay, those stickers to just
weird
like leave
for me.
Around.
So this
Caracas. No, I actually...
You keep talking.
No, I don't go back because it's too dangerous. And some people can do it. Like, my cousin just goes in and out, like, it's nothing. And he's perfectly fine. Mm. And I am afraid of everything. So I have, like... I get, like, panic attacks. Mm-hmm. So I'm not emotionally... I'm not emotionally suited for it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But some people are. They go in and out, and it's dangerous anyway, but they just do it.
Yeah.
Is your country extremely dangerous?
Very not so.
Okay.
You can have gluten sometimes. And that would be...
That's like a risky choice.
That's a risky... that could happen.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. One person was sick once. Like, that's sweet. Yeah. Everyone took care of him.
Oh, okay.
We all ran.
Everybody pitched in.
Yeah. Everyone ran and carried him to the...
Sweden is sort of like the 24th century federation, I'd say. Pretty much.
I like that. And so in Caracas, it's more like Star Wars in the middle of the climax.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah.
In the middle of the worst part of the fight.
I liked seeing this episode because one of my favorite things was Space Paris.
Space Paris.
Like,
how
future
sad
Paris?
And gray and dull.
Yeah. And it was like, hey, welcome to Paris. And it was like, but the guy was wearing a weird like space bolero.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like what they future because they had to do it.
Have you been to Earth Paris?
No,
I've never been.
Well, I've been to Earth Paris.
Yeah.
But what I thought of that was that it's like Westworld, right?
Yeah.
So it demands a lot of like self-control to just go in and have a drink.
Yeah. That's
a instead
really
of
good,
like
that's a really good point.
Maybe like
in you
raping everyone.
You can
or
do whatever
something.
You want in that little
or getting a
thing,
couple
right?
slaves if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But you go in and have a glass of champagne in Space Paris, right?
It tells you the character of Picard.
Of Picard. That's what
I think.
That's
it's,
what I thought of.
It tells you the character of the show, also.
Yeah, because especially like Space
Westworld is a show about like the worst human impulses, whereas this show is about the best human impulses.
And interesting because they could have so like they could have pictured Space Paris in so many different ways, right?
I mean, it still
is
Earth Paris,
like,
but it's like futures
gray. Eiffel Tower, little like floating thing. Everything is very gray, and no one's being like, welcome. We're selling you marketing or whatever. Like, it's very like, all right, we're just flying around. It's very like wholesome instead of like the utopia. The kind of like, if I'm in the future and I have all that technology to make a landscape of Paris, you know, you could go to like, what do I imagine the future to be? I kind of imagine like Futurama. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Where like there's a New York City above the New York City, and there's like already we're like in multi-levels, like, you know, like the Eiffel Tower is probably like the smallest building there at that point. You know, like overbuilt.
Yeah.
Over
and the way they justify that often in universe is to say, we should do this song. I just got distracted by myself.
Sorry.
Is to say, oh, it's because we've moved past the idea that we need to advertise all the time and do like everything that we would see as like dystopian.
It's not commercial, right?
They would eliminate because the humanity has evolved past all those things. Like,
yes.
We don't need tall buildings anymore because we like trees, you know, or whatever.
It's interesting because it's still very gray. Like, I didn't see one plant in that landscape. I don't know if you remember that.
I'm just writing a note for myself.
But I'm going to change pages.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
She's writing a note to herself in, on my book.
Sorry. Is it, and are we assuming people just watch this episode and then listen to?
The people who are listening, yeah.
So, like, I have a couple people who
you're not in trouble.
Maybe have watched the entire thing.
No, but should I say what I saw from this episode?
Yeah.
Like, this is my first.
So, like, people
freely talk about anything you want. Sorry.
If you want to, like, some people watch this show without watching the actual episodes.
They
just listen
them.
To us talking.
Yeah.
Shout out to those weirdos.
Because you are.
But some people, but lots of people will watch the episodes and then hear us talk about it.
So since you guys are more experts on this, what I saw, this is my first real episode of Star Trek.
Okay. So from that one time at grandma's house, where? In Sweden?
That could be somewhere in Lidköping. I just glimpsed. I mean, I watched, I must have passed.
He's absorbed it.
It's in the ether of of Earth, of humanity. But
it's in the water.
It's in the water.
Yeah,
but
in Utah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But you watch maybe that and then never again, you just know that this exists. And then you watched, you sat down to watch this one episode.
I watched this episode and I knew what it was, the concept of Star Trek.
Right.
Wow.
He knows, like the basic concept.
I want to hear your first impressions. Like, I want to hear everything that you feel freely. We won't interrupt.
So what? okay.
Yeah, it's tough for me.
Good luck with that.
I already did it. I already interrupted.
I say to myself, good luck with that.
The look you gave me.
We won't interrupt. Okay, go.
No, but the episode, both on your phones, interesting. listening to me go.
Yeah,
instant.
I can talk.
Yeah. No, so there is fencing on board. Jean-Luc Picard is the captain.
Yeah.
He's fencing with one of his his
crewmates.
Friends.
Yeah.
When suddenly he says, "Well, good game," and the other guy goes, "Thank you. You were also good." And then he says, "Good game again," and the other guy goes, "Did you just say that twice, or is it? Did something happen with time?" And then Captain Jean-Claude Picard goes like, "No, I did not say that twice. Something definitely happened with time." So he's calling out the ship. "Hey, the bridge, did something happen with your time upstairs?" And everyone upstairs goes like, "Yeah, totally, it did." And then there is...
I want you to describe every episode.
Then there is this frequency. They go like, "We have to look that up because that is very unnormal." And there is a frequency. And they suddenly hear a voice from a guy that goes, "Help, help, help. It's, I'm in stuck on this planet, like in this thing. And my name is this." And Jean-Luc Picard instantly knows, "Oh, I know that guy." Because he knows who that guy is from before.
Yeah.
So he goes like, "Oh, he actually worked a lot with time. And it seems like he kept doing it, and he's doing it even more. And now things are not going as they should. Like, I think he messed up something.
Yeah.
So we have to go there and save him. They hear, because he says help and help. So and they go there. No, they call.
Can this be the entire episode, please?
So they, okay, we're already.
So they
agreed.
just call it up and go like, "Hey, we got you guys. Where are you at?" Yeah. And there's a strong thing in between. There's some barrier, and this woman says, "We are right over here. Can you come get us?" Yes, if you can turn off the thing. And everyone is on the ship like, "Wow, can we do that?" And they ask her instead, "Can you turn the thing off?" And she goes like, "I'll try." Yeah, I could. And they beam them up into the bridge. Then it turns
out
to sick bay. And Jean-Luc goes in and he goes like, "I know that woman from before." So he knows the woman too, because he was supposed to have a date with her.
Yeah.
Blah, yada,
after
yada,
he
yada.
Goes to the holodeck. Well, they're waiting.
Well, he skipped over that, but I think it's not essential maybe to
we already covered the Paris. Keep going. I'm sorry.
But so then the guy goes, yes, so they have this thing going, and is it Jean-Luc's wife, the nurse or whatever?
The doctor.
Because she's giving him looks.
They have a thing, but it's clearly not. Like each other.
Yeah.
But nothing else has happened.
Okay, because I could tell like she was a little, I don't know about that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy goes, he's on the deck, mm-hmm. and he says he can tell, he knows that Jean-Luc had a thing with his wife. It's his wife that he's been experimenting with time with. Mm. And he goes like, "Oh, my head is..." And he's so sick. And he goes, "My head is... I'm floating between two dimensions," which is super bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't really concentrate. And it says, "If anything goes wrong, then you take the
woman.
Girl. Because she likes you." And Jean-Luc goes like, "Well, I think you underestimate her. I think she likes you a lot." Or
right.
Whatever. And...
because you're husband and wife.
Yeah. And I also think that, well, if anything goes wrong, well, you're floating between two dimensions. I think something went wrong.
Yeah.
Already.
There's
right?
something already
far
amiss.
Past.
Yeah. If territory.
I call you, well, shooting, hey, Alice, I'm floating
between
two dimensions.
Right.
Can you, if anything goes wrong, can you
no,
call?
That's already wrong.
Let
We're
them know.
Wrong.
I cannot come into
what
work
I'm going
to
do is call them right
I
away.
Think,
this
I think
is,
I'm already calling them now.
Your levels of wrong are wrong.
Yeah.
Because wrong is when you started going into two dimensions.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're agreeing. We're super agreeing.
We're doing it.
Cole's super agreeing.
So something already. You
feels like a seance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a divorce thing. Like that's when you are floating between two. Like, this is not working.
It's not working.
But he goes.
Wait, you play my husband and you say you're floating between two dimensions. This is what I would do as a wife.
If
say
this,
what's wrong, honey?
Okay, I'm floating between two dimensions.
Okay, what's her name? The woman. The other woman. What's her name? Like, that's exactly what I would say immediately.
See,
Okay, so you can say you're cheating on me. Great. Okay, what is it? All right.
You would buy a lot of flowers because you're floating between
two
dimensions.
This is going to take you a while to make this up.
All these roses. Are you floating between two dimensions again?
I caught my husband floating between two dimensions.
There's like a Whitney
again.
Houston song about it, and it's like, I caught you floating in between two dimensions. You are making a fool of me. Yeah.
I never understand how deep or how far you're going to go into these songs that you just burst out.
Let's go right into another dimension.
I'm very impressed always.
You can float between two dimensions, but please don't make me look bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But he goes, no, so then they go, we need to beam them down. We don't know if there's a security.
To the lab, yeah.
To the lab. We don't know if there is a defense thing going on down there. She could have turned it off before we beamed them up.
Mm.
We don't know. And then he just start beaming them down. Where I think it's weird that he didn't ask her.
Just data.
Like, hey, why did you turn
did
it,
you
did you press the off there's on the panel of the defense thing did you press mm-hmm. the off button just before you
which yeah, is exactly how I mm-hmm. wish he would have asked it in the panel.
Yeah, well, they do talk like that.
There's a I know they do
panel with all the buttons about yeah. the defense thing. Did you put that off
is
before?
That something that you
he didn't ask
they don't ask.
He just started beaming data. Them down. It didn't work first people mm. it didn't work then he go the people didn't work. We need something with more robot or something. Hey, Data, can you go down? I think you should go alone.
Right, and Data agrees.
Data instantly goes, I think it's a good idea because he's super intelligent too. Mm-hmm. So he goes, yeah, I'll do it. And he beams down and they go, this is... And he also says, this is the exact coordinates where the captain wants you to go. And he goes, mm-hmm. And they beam him down to that exact...
He goes, mm-hmm.
Yeah, or someone yeah, says yeah, that before they press the button. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why.
And then
they
he goes down.
Go down. And we need antimateria. There's a box next to the whole thing with antimatter.
Yeah.
He happened to have that yeah. in a box just next to the thing.
I think they keep it handy.
Yeah.
It's like a lab.
They had it there in the yeah. lab. So Data just takes one of the antimatter and goes like, count me down. And then... three of him appears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super confusing with Data.
Mm. Yes.
He's like, wow, when am I going to drop it? And who am I? Who
Which
of us
one is the right one?
Is the right time? And the one Data has better, knows I'm the right one.
Mm-hmm. He's also wearing a different shirt.
Oh, that is why?
No.
He I thought is. It was
I'm
like
just
a.
Kidding. No, I didn't. He's not.
I don't know how he I could know it, up. But it was like I a gut feeling up. Thing.
He had a tattoo that said OG.
Yeah.
And he dropped it down.
He knows it because that is a very interesting moment. So he drops it down and then that's it. They stop the. Yeah. They
you
patch
can tell
it.
From the music.
Picard is like, did you fix it? And he's like,
I patched it.
Patched it.
And he goes, good enough.
Good yeah. enough.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. Let's stop skipping time.
Yeah.
Well, I really loved all really of your first impressions.
That was an amazing summary.
That was,
summary.
That was really... amazing. I kind of want you to do this with every episode.
I mean,
of Star Trek. I was interested again. I just watched the episode and I was like, uh-huh. And then? And what happened?
Hold on a second. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
It's almost as if we've watched the whole episode again. And anyway, thank you so much, Bjorn, for that amazing summary.
So you take
no I know that there's applause on the other one but like guys that give it up though that's not enough applause there we go
thank you so much so I have a question did you have any favorite characters or any things that you were like what is this this makes no sense what do you feel like did you like it
the counselor I was instantly
in love
I was a little mesmerized by the counselor
really
And I was like, how old is this show?
Yeah.
Mm. Turns out it's from 87.
Yeah, so.
She could have been my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
87. But how old
I'll
was
tell
she
you
then?
What, we met her.
You met her?
We met Marina Sirtis.
And
yeah.
Their photos, and Alice has them.
Their photos?
She hasn't scanned them or brought them back. I miss my babies.
I understand.
I miss the babies. We
I
have
need,
photos
I
with
need,
her.
I need
of
bring
her.
Them in tomorrow,
how was,
maybe.
How was
Remind
it?
Me.
She's
tomorrow.
Amazing.
Night? Meeting everyone?
She's an amazing woman. Yeah, she's one of the greatest people
she
we've ever met.
She told us a story. We were just like, bim, bum, bam. We love you.
Yeah, she likes to drink a lot. And she's very cool. And she's very
funny how
confident.
You relate to the world. She likes to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Because well, you're sober.
Yeah.
You're like, she likes to drink a lot.
It's like I monitor... When you're a drunk person, you like are always like trying to see how much everybody else is drinking to make sure it's okay that you're drinking that much. Mm. And then when you're not drinking anymore, you still do that. So you're like trying to see. Oh, there's a picture of us meeting.
Oh, no way.
With Marina Sirtis at the convention in Vegas.
And I understood that she is an empath in the show. He knows what is going on with other people.
Yes.
That's our super function.
Yeah.
This is a very like data heavy episode, which is pretty awesome to me. Cause
I love it.
He has several skills that are not human. And a lot of times it's like we pointed out in the last episode, one of the characters says that he's the most human. And we were like, no, he can lift a human like this. And so he's very much a machine in a lot of physical ways. And also in the way he talks and the way he relates to everything, because he can't help but see, like, he's talking to this doctor who's in two realities, and he knows literally, like, the most literal sense of the word, all of the doctor's theories. Like, yeah. He has them in a, he's in a computer.
It can access them easily.
Access them. He can shoot those lasers that were shooting at him. He can, like, know which one of the three is the real time, like, the actual timeline continuum.
He was surprised, too, because since they didn't ask, are there turrets with lasers down there?
Yeah.
And she didn't, they never asked
it. They never mentioned it. They
so
didn't.
He she came down. Yeah. He came down, and it was just like, dude, it's turrets with lasers. And he happened to have a tiny
They don't
remote.
Go anywhere without those.
Yeah. So, So he took it. He took him down, but also she took the guy. Is it spoiler alert?
Nope.
So
this is 30 years old.
Yeah. So he goes, the blonde woman that likes Jean-Luc a lot.
Yeah.
She also takes, it was the House of Cards scene where she goes like, you promised me that I would never have a dull life.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
That's what...
So much media has been inspired by Star Trek.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So this show is really seminal and influential in the sense that like a lot of the plot lines of a lot of the different episodes, not necessarily in season one, but in definitely later on in this seasons 3 through 5 maybe, there's these... I mean, all of them actually. There's like these... really interesting plot lines that are very high concept that have been taken like and made into movies. Like there's a plot
so
of
much.
One of the episodes is similar to Memento or like, you know, different movies and different TV things that have been made. Because original Star Trek episodes before the one with Spock were based on the scripts for Twilight Zone. So that like kind of it all came from that universe. So they're really like high concept, you know, really weird ideas and things like that. Here's a clip. I'm gonna skip the song for today because I feel like we had that really wonderful.
You're still on that.
Okay, exactly my point.
Okay. Oh my god, Alice. Oh, but Brett is busy texting and emailing, and
he's
I don't
texting
know,
an email.
Do we know
Brett,
what
you know you can't text an email, right? Okay. Hello. All right, I'm just gonna play this
we
clip.
Can from here, and we are no closer to understanding it than we were 12 hours ago. Mannheim is unable to help us, but hopefully. Having been a good scientist, he kept notes. I would need to study Mannheim's records, sir.
In order to do that, we're going to have to go down there.
What about the defense system? Is it Mannheim spoke of?
It may have been connected to the main system, and when she lowered the shield, she may have turned that off as well. If not, we'll deal with it as best we can.
Prepare your team.
Aye, sir.
Now it's instantly to beam instead of like, hey, did you turn it off?
Disable it. So I think, the case I'll make for that is that I think they're saying that she didn't know what she was doing when she like they're
she
saying
was confused
that,
with her womb.
They're saying that she couldn't understand whether or not she disabled it or not. So there's no point in asking her, which is sort of sexist.
Or is it that men don't want to ask for help?
Or yeah,
ooh,
they don't want to ask.
Hot take.
They don't want to ask for help.
Nobody wants to seem weak in
Much
front
less
of the
to
hot
a woman.
Blonde.
Let's find out if there are turrets or not. We'll find out.
Let's find out in a way where we can like.
I know.
Did you feel like this? Were you watching Star Trek and were like, oh, I kind of missed out on this. Like, do you want to watch more episodes where you like, this is an interesting idea or like concept or whatever?
Yeah.
Or you like
you're into?
I started thinking of it as. Because they say there are only like 7 stories, right? Mm-hmm. Like in total, like all the Lion King or Disney is like a kingdom, blah, blah, blah. There are only 7 stories. So
that
I thought
exist.
Of, yeah. So what I started thinking, maybe they developed a lot of episodes from these 7 stories. So I thought it could be interesting to watch these episodes also to just figure out what stories like are reoccurring.
I think that's a great way of doing it because a lot of the episodes do take a...
Someone's got to have a graph out there.
Yeah.
There's so many episodes,
viewers
right?
at home, do you guys have a graph? Do you guys know what
like
7
Venn
stories?
Diagrams of like
yeah,
stories about love,
of,
stories of like time continuum.
What are these 7? Do you know the reference for all those 7 stories? Is it Joseph Campbell?
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
What is it?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just
I've heard this before. Did you make it up?
No, I've heard
this is my own theory.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, okay, I'm kidding. No, isn't it?
When you say God. They say, you mean you.
They say, yeah. My dad says
my dad and his friends.
I mean, he has 7 stories. That's
oh,
it.
He tells
maybe
them.
That was confusing.
Oh,
in college. Yeah.
Okay, I
get
it.
Okay, like
7 really funny 7 anecdotes. Yeah.
Okay.
And he says that all stories are based on these funny anecdotes. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Well, right. Good to know.
Yeah.
Say hi to your dad.
Nope.
Get out of here with that. Okay.
Spilled the crumbs.
She spilled the crumbs, guys. You figure out what that means.
If you know what I mean.
There's a little package of cookies. What?
No, I was going to say that, isn't it? It's is it Shakespearean, that thing with his stories?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That makes sense. Especially
I feel like a Shakespearean
Jean-Luc.
Story model is one kind of story. It's always like a miscommunication. Like, yeah. I feel like basically Shakespeare, this is my theory.
Basically,
I feel like basically Shakespeare's entire reason for
entire career
making like all of his stories hinge on the fact that nobody had cell phones.
Isn't it funny to think about the fact that Shakespeare had a career?
Right.
Like yeah, Shakespeare's entire
like
career.
Imagine Shakespeare worrying about his career.
Like
well, he probably did
at some point, probably, right?
God, nobody make a, Hollywood, listen to me very carefully, do not make a movie about that. Okay, I know you're tempted when I said what if Shakespeare had career problems. Don't do it. Okay, we have enough stories about Shakespeare. We don't need another one.
Yeah,
so
I feel
one of the things that I liked about this episode was that they were weaving both the fact that there's a jump in time,
yeah,
right? And the fact that Picard is actually having a jump in time.
I didn't even notice that.
So, like,
you're brilliant.
And thank you.
You're so brilliant.
And that's why you have this podcast.
That's why I have it.
I actually decided to start talking on a microphone, basically. Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much. But it's true that he has this thing where, like, sometimes, like, okay, you fuck someone, right? Or let's say more
wow.
beautiful. You had a relationship with someone when you were 15, and then that person used to wear this perfume, right? Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, 10 years later, 14 years later, you smell it. Mm. You smell someone, something, somehow in a store, something happens.
A wafting fragrance.
You waft. And then suddenly, time machine.
Yeah.
You're like mm-hmm. in a time machine. Back literally to the, there's no distinction between the present and.
Right, because you have the same feeling.
Yeah, that rush of like memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Picard clearly, as this is like this time jump happened, mm-hmm. he also had one. Very much internally.
As pointed out by Counselor Troy, the empath, which is the part that you skipped in your very good summary.
Well, she's just kind of there.
Well, no, but she says to him, like, I want to tell you that you had this weird emotional blip. And
you had a blip.
And mm-hmm. I like the idea that he keeps, this is something he does a lot, where Picard will, like, Counselor Troy will be like, we should talk in private. And he's like, no, go for it. And then she says something.
Go right away.
Embarrassing.
And she's like, you have trouble with emotions and yeah. you might be incapable right now. And he's like, okay.
He looks
I'm
very...
glad we talked about this on the bridge in front of everybody. Perfect. I'm glad we did.
Good.
He looks
I can
very,
tell
he's,
that you're not
he's
glad
stern.
Because I'm an empath.
He's hard with emotions. He's very much like, he's an interesting character because he's extremely sensitive, but mm-hmm. very harsh.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's only someone like Patrick Stewart could accomplish something as both you know?
Yeah. What a man.
Both. And then Troy is also having a journey of her own, because not only there's like time jumps, you might be feeling like two of the time, like everything is amplified, and also everyone's confused or angry or kind of feeling weird. She must be feeling like...
Yeah, Crush, but
she's feeling Crusher. She's feeling that other woman. She's feeling that other guy. She's feeling Picard being like...
The idea with Counselor Troy is that she can turn her empath ability...
I don't think so.
Kind of on and off. She can open her mind and close it. Like, I don't think she can completely, you know, shut it off.
I don't think she can.
Yeah, I think she can.
I don't think she can.
I think she can.
Well,
no
one's gonna
Google that. So I guess let's throw some dice and see what.
If she's okay, you're Googling it.
No, we're definitely not fact based podcast.
Your ignorance is astonishing.
You know what? That's fine, because...
Help me to not give in to the wild things coming into my mind.
I was Googling the counselor and found a clip.
Wow.
YouTubing
Star Trek
counselor.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And it said, wind on the bridge. As soon as I started searching, it said fart Trek. Like, there are a lot of clips... with Fart Trek. Have you guys seen this?
No.
So do you there's a clip one? Named, say, Wind on the Bridge.
Yeah. Okay.
You do the math.
Wind on the Bridge.
Yeah. And that is what I spent.
Ended up watching a lot of that.
A lot of time. A lot of The Counselor a lot of Wind on the Bridge.
Okay. Is there any montage of like The Counselor Troy's like anything?
There are a lot of scenes where they either exercise... Or they're weird.
That's when they
scenes
talk about men.
Where they, yeah, but there are also movements that someone spent a lot of time to put perfect fart sounds into.
Well, that's one of the good things about this show is that like there's the pacing in this show is they have so much time between like lines that happen that you can like. You can watch things play over a long period of time. So, like, there'll be just a ton of space in between somebody's line and them be like, welcome to my office. And that person's like, have a seat. And then you just, like, follow that person as they walk to the chair and then sit down. That's not how shows are anymore. So it's like
you can really put in some major farts.
Sir.
Yeah. And they did.
Energize.
So loud. This is my favorite music part of the whole episode. Listen to this.
It's a lack of integrity at the landing point.
Listen to the sound of the...
Bring them back. Now.
I love that. I just think that's so cool sounding.
Yeah.
That's all that I had to do. But I was going to try to do a laugh track, but it wasn't the right moment. It was too mysterious.
The one guy beams back like seconds later than the other guys. So you would think that had something to do with his story.
Right.
but it did not. That did
nope,
not.
It did not.
Two guys perfectly timed and one guy just delayed.
Good observation.
And it was a little like, okay, this part of the... Okay, no.
Yeah, well, it'll do that a lot of times. And I wonder if it's because like, there's something that's been over like written into the episode that they just cut out.
Mm.
Like maybe later on it didn't really seem to matter. Let's see if this works. Ooh, child, we had some technical difficulties. Ooh, child, someone is dating you. Sorry.
Wow.
Someone.
Someone is
from the outside.
Yeah, someone from the outside.
Outside this bunker that we're in.
Yeah. So so we're going to go on a break right now. I know. 1 second. Just so you know what's going on. Alice tried to like do something and she unplugged something and then she drove me crazy for half an hour. And it
so
was
nuts.
It drove me crazy.
It wasn't and easy it's all, for anybody.
It wasn't easy for anybody. We're all trying to like, I'm on YouTube trying to find fart clips of Troy.
Yeah.
And you are trying to fix a technical problem and I am acting like a bitch. And so we spent like half an hour. half an hour trying to figure it out. You know, well, they did, Brett and Alice. And I was meantime just showing fart
clips, which was cool of you to do. I was happy that you did it.
And now we have to go on a break.
All right.
For our major sponsors, Kmart,
major
Walmart,
sponsors,
Tarjay.
All about how I got a Patreon subscription and now I listen to all the ads that I want and they're fake ads for things that don't exist.
At the scant level, you can get premium content and that's all you get because you're scant.
You really read the scant to send us more fucking... No one wants this to send us more money and what you gotta do is get... God... There's a reason why people don't rap.
And there's a reason Veronica should never be near any kind of music.
There's a reason we're comedians.
There's a reason and, for everything. And we have one, a reason.
And there is a reason you should subscribe to our Patreon.
For our Patreon.
It's very... I have often said that I'm the most eloquent I've ever been.
There's like literally...
Behind the paywall.
Like angels fly down from heaven when Alice is speaking.
And out my butt.
And out her butt.
And so subscribe at the scant level and what you'll get is all that premium content. You'll get what we talk about behind the paywall. You'll get our
insights. We are talking about TOS.
On our seriously personal
discovery.
Details of our lives.
You really am.
Again,
I've said a little
too much. I
don't
know why I advertise
that. I truly have said too much.
And on the next level up, which is the Wesley Sweater level, you will get interactions with us via the shout outs and... merchandise grab bags, and then at the
fashion intruder
level,
full blown
you actually get premium merchandise, shout outs, and the premium content, plus
we would like to interact
more stuff
with you.
And then more, we would like to interact with you in the future via maybe IRL at a tour, or
not only you
can
get,
send us an email and we'll read it. Okay.
Not only you get all
so far that's been
all
what
of
it
this,
is.
But also we you love. Are supporting our stuff,
and that means a lot.
We really means a lot, and we're kind of trying to see
kind
if
of
we can tour, you know, and talk.
The reason I get out of bed in the morning sometimes. Let's be real.
It really like there's a fan mail that we got that changed my day because I was having a hard time, and then
it
I read
really
it again.
My week, yeah.
I know. I read it again another day, and Alice and I texted.
And then
each
I read
other
it a third time, and I was like, this guy's a freak.
No.
Just kidding.
Alice, the spikes. So please subscribe to our Patreon page, mostly because it's just really a blast.
It's a blast. Those sponsors are...
They were hot.
Major and
they
hot.
Were so amazing. Thank you. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Bjorn, still in studio.
Still in studio.
Looking for my pants.
What just happened? It's a Swedish thing. How was your break?
I was...
anything?
Did you catch up with anyone? Or
Yeah. I did not. I didn't do anything. I was waiting like we do in Sweden. We're really good at waiting
just
in line.
Waiting in line.
What do you mean?
We're... like very polite.
No wonder you don't interrupt us. I mean, you've been...
No, they don't interrupt very much. They're just really docile people that are very gentle and they sit quietly and wait for things to happen.
If I went there, would I look weird there or are there more people that look like me?
No, there's one more. you would probably date. if
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a single
No.
Nobody's single, but everybody gets single for Midsummer.
A single human.
Right?
I don't even want to know if it's male or female. I just want to know if they're single, and then we can get it going.
Yeah.
In great.
In Sweden,
I'm
sexist
flying there.
To differentiate between genders.
The what?
In Sweden, it's considered sexist to differentiate between genders, right?
Yeah, actually, we have a word hen.
Hen.
That means both. Like, it could be either or. So in articles and stuff, it's always like... Hen did this and that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Is that cool?
That's the best for
See?
One
federation
cheating. Two queerness
cheating.
Yeah,
that's what you thought of first.
Because in Spanish, cheating. Because in Spanish, you say, "Oh, estaba en casa de un amigo," or "una amiga," and so like you're fucked immediately.
Immediately
no,
when you're like
they
telling
know
your
female or male.
You your have partner. To, I was like, I was with but somebody here, last night. You can't just say somebody or a friend. You have to say, I was with a female person.
Yeah, in the States. Yeah. And so in the States, in English, you say, I was with a friend.
So is it ever like this? Is it ever like...
And the guy, every time I'm like, I'm kind of seeing a guy and I'm like, no, I went out with a friend last night. And you can see them like... Mm-hmm. They don't wanna just
Are you ever like,
they can't ask you, but they like, the friend is so like neutral. It's perfect. So hen is even better.
Yeah,
that's like,
you can still figure out like if it's like, yeah, hen gets so upset because hen doesn't put this toilet seat down or whatever.
Okay,
you kind of, you can kind of,
it's weird, well, how like, you're from, you this country where thing. It's so like so like everything's so like egalitarian.
Hen is bad at pocket parking.
Egalitarian and everything, and but Bjorn is like the most 80s Tim Allen like type of guy there is. He's just always making these like super, you know, light sexism remarks.
So I have
it's weird that we're friends, but we work together, so we kind of have to be.
I have a question.
Yep.
Are you weird to your country to be like the standard person in your country or the traditional?
Do you fit in?
Yeah, I'd say I do. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, I'm kind of just very normal.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah, normal. I mean, or what, in what sense?
I don't know. In Venezuela, I'm like a weirdo, and I'm pretty.
In what way?
A lot of my friends are too. Like a little artsy. There's a very traditional kind of like being. Way of being, and then I completely break all that by choosing a strange profession, by having a lot of a non-defined like sexuality or like a lot of art, like artsy. It's weird, in general.
Yeah.
So it's very traditional that way, very Catholic. I'm choosing a different religion. Like my friend, it's weird. My life is, I have no schedule.
Yeah, that must be abnormal.
Yeah.
To just switch religion in any.
In general.
In general.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
With Judaism for
it
no reason.
It is a little strange. Judaism for no reason is what
is
I call
no
myself.
Reason? Like, where did you. When
is what I like to explain to everyone. But I when say did Judaism for no reason.
Did you wake up one day and feel like. This is it.
Literally, that kind of was how it happened.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is weird. But I was like, I like this Shabbat. I like this thing. And then suddenly I was like, I think I'm Jewish. Mm. And then it never went away. It never like, I was never like, oh, no, that's a weird day that I had.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this weird day is like lasting a full year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone, I had a meeting
you
with
should watch
Rabbi
The Marvelous
this morning.
Mrs. Maisel.
I watched the pilot and
you
I was
did?
Waiting for it for the rest of it to come out.
Yeah,
because it's a little too much. But
it is.
She's all with the brisket, you know, but it's okay because it's very.
That's very Amy Sherman Palladino.
Yeah, but that's okay because at the same time, I enjoyed it.
The story is kind of amazing.
I loved it. She's like, you know what this is about? This is.
Someone told me actually today about it.
Oh, really?
It's a stand-up comedian, right?
Yeah, like a woman that is like upper class looking.
Upper class, being Jewish, American.
A little
princess,
yeah.
And she goes wild on the first night she ever does stand up. She does.
Yeah, it was an amazing scene. I thought, oh god,
I know
that scene would be so great.
She was just like her little lizardly husband was like
Joel.
Stealing jokes. Yeah,
I love it.
And
perfect
then
casting.
Perfect casting.
Yeah.
It's my type of guy too. I like
it.
I like a small Jew.
You like compact Jewish
just
man.
Just like a light, compact, hairy Jewish man. Mm-hmm. It's my.
Did that sounds influence nice. Your choice of religion? You think?
My,
you like
my dad?
No, you like Jewish.
No one mentioned your dad, but.
But you be
subconsciously.
You go down that That's track, right? Veronica. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, do you like Jewish? Is that or was that
Jewish
just a
men?
Joke? Yeah.
I dated two. One of them I distinctly dislike. So you know that's a 50%.
Yeah.
No, a 50% yes. So it has nothing to do with men. It's my conclusion based on that small sample of the population. But I have
but
a
you took
feeling,
your sample. That's it. Yeah.
A very
you have a sample. Yeah.
I have a test.
Yeah,
a
yeah,
lab.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There has been a test, and there's. The results are neutral.
Yeah.
Does not affect the result. Like, so the Jewish man does not affect the result of me being Jewish. I'm just like Jewish. And then I probably meet someone that I'm going to have to explain what Shabbat is to. Because I don't know how I would like limit my pool to just like a nice Jewish boy.
What's
like,
cool
why would
about
I do that?
It is that you're converting for your own. You're converting because you're already, you feel like you identify with this particular faith. But you, as a non-ethnically Jewish person, don't have to search for a Jewish partner.
Yeah.
Like, per se, which is nice.
It's easier. Yeah. It would be easier for my life, for my goals of having a Jewish home to maybe find someone that will have that embedded in their life. Like a Jewish mother-in-law or whatever. But at the same time, like being single while doing this forces me to find that on my own and kind of not have to depend on like a mother-in-law or like, because that also comes with a lot of other things. Like I like doing things my way and Jewish American people are very
matriarchal.
No, there's just a wide range of what that could mean, right? Mm-hmm. So some people are very traditional, Shabbat Shalom, every Friday, like dinner with their parents, and that's how kind of they do it. And then there's Jewish Americans who do not even like the idea of mentioning keeping Shabbat. So that would be a family that I probably don't want to necessarily have to deal with or explain like why I'm keeping Shabbat if they are not. Like I don't want to be fighting with someone. Mm-hmm. So the person I meet, this is the person, you know.
But, like, I feel like you'll meet a regular guy who doesn't necessarily identify in any way, and he'll just have to conform to
And then I'll be the dominant Jewish mother.
High five.
Which is what
that's
I kind of want.
Yeah, that's what I want for you, too.
I kind of want, like, to make my own siddur, like, prayers. Shabbat has some prayers and stuff, and so you, like, can copy and kind of make your own for when you have guests who are not Jewish. And I kind of want to make my own Jewish domain in my home. But then maybe there's a guy, like, I would definitely want to date someone who's spiritually interested, you know, not necessarily Jewish. Mm-hmm. That's my long answer to your dumb question.
So do you have any friends who seem like
so
they
do
might
you have
be...
any Jewish friends?
I have would one.
You have one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about a guy who's just open to becoming a Jewish person?
Yeah. No, I have two. But
two?
I have one more question. How much about Star Trek
is
the plot? Like, how much do we
this
mention?
This is the third in a row. And you know what I have to say right now?
I don't mind at all. I just don't know if we're doing a...
Okay, can I...
We can
I'm gonna jump
get
in.
Out of the topic as in. Much as we can.
Oh, yeah.
And once. I'm going to jump in. And I think this is really an interesting... sociological experiment for the listeners who have been listening regularly. If you're just tuning in, just kidding, that's a joke we make, nobody's ever just tuning in. This is our third podcast in a row in which a guest has said how much of this show is about, like, at one point or another remarked this
it was
show
Morgan
and every
John
single one
and
has
you.
Been a man
because women divert. You asked a Jewish question.
Yeah, you diverted it, and then you ask how much is this? Like, and I think it's.
But I don't think he was meaning it passive.
And
I think he was worried about my theory.
No, it.
You were worried about going back on track because this is a podcast about that, right?
Yeah.
And it's about like, but I wonder if there's a thing in like the male sensibility that's about like. Trying to organize things and keep things like in a trap, you know, like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah, I hear you.
It is sexist, but it's like, but it is like, it just happens to be that every time we get that question, it's from a guy and we never get it from a woman.
I feel like male naturally, now that I'm studying like archetypes and stuff of tarot structure.
A scholar.
I study
all the
time.
We have a scholar in our mixed. Okay. The
archetypes.
Archetypes.
Tarot.
With Veronica. Judaism. Welcome back to Judaism and Archetypes.
Judaism and Tarot.
The podcast that started as a Star Trek
but
show.
I thought
and
maybe...
And quickly changed into whatever the fuck we want.
Wait, the title is actually Star Trek and this...
Treks in the City.
Treks
so
in the City.
Idea
so the
idea
is show
two
is...
women talking about their lives while covering... Yeah.
Because I think I was confused by you wearing Star Trek suits and the... I think I thought it was this is
logo?
About Star Trek.
It is.
Yeah, but I thought it was like this is going to be just about Star Trek.
Like in a male way? Like in a facts?
Like this is
like
where we're at.
Cast.
Like in a nerd cast.
Well, we enjoy the show from the perspective of like we think this show is special in the nerd
lexicon, because it's not it's super open. Like, it's a show that has, it covers so many themes that it's not just like about like, I think Star
Who
Wars.
Who wrote it? Who directed it? What date?
Think that a show like Star Wars, not show, movies like Star Wars, for instance, like
a show
you get
wish.
Into that.
Mm-hmm. I'm joking. They have Clone Wars.
You get into Star Wars from the perspective of somebody who's really into like understanding the hierarchical nature of like who is part of the First Empire and the Second Empire and like who's father and like the family trees and stuff like that. People kind of like, I think, are into that aspect of like having a working knowledge of the world. Mm-hmm. Whereas Star Trek, it's like every episode is its own story.
Yeah.
So you can jump in at any time, and it's more about covering grand philosophical themes.
Yeah.
And so we wanted this show to be about that. And we kind of see it as like a female way of looking at things, not being so like cleaving so harshly to like, well, we have to talk about, you know, but in 1989, they didn't have that technology. You know, we like to just talk about whatever we want.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something that didn't exist already, I guess.
Going back to the archetypes, and I really appreciate... No, I mean, somehow I'm able to keep track because I am, like, Googling it. But also, I'm listening to you, and I feel like part of what was missing in the Star Trek conversation for me was exactly that, where, like, I don't care. Like, some people are like, for them, converting to a new religion, right? Like, what I'm doing is studying the rules and doing the things and running the practices. And to me, it's like, how do this group of people approach like certain topics? How can I take these like topics that I'm studying and kind of apply them to my understanding of the world and my life in a more like kind of loose, not loose in the sense that it's not Jewish, but in a very loose, like adjusted to my person,
right?
Because kind of way. And I feel like that's what I do with Star Trek too, where I kind of absorb it and I'm like, how does this work in the world? Like, what parallels can we draw and use?
When did you guys start watching? Like, because I assume you are,
I love
experts.
An interview.
Yeah.
Hi.
But has this been asked?
Oh my god.
Or has this been asked?
No, please ask
thousand
away.
Times.
No, not at all. Go ahead.
No one ever asks us.
No one ever asks us anything.
Yeah. So when did
people
you? Because I was
when
kind
are
of
you casting? Nobody ever asks us how we're casting.
How? No.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because I was interested in two things. That's why I asked two. It was. Very complete answer I got to whether or not you can talk about. I was just waiting for no, we can talk about whatever we want. But it was, I got a very
a thorough,
complete
yeah, you
answer.
Sure did.
Yeah.
You sure
so
did.
Thank you so much.
So every time you've asked a question, I'm like, here's a half hour tangent about that.
Yeah. But
two biographies.
But I noticed it was someone else had asked, apparently. So it was like now a defense speech about what's going on. But I got it. I love it. I just wanted to know whether or not I had to. We had
keep
to go back.
No,
keep
no,
on
no.
track. Yeah, that was my. that was all I wanted to know.
You can keep on track but, or not. You can literally do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
you can walk out right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, because I was interested in two things. Like, first, but let's go over to the other theme that I didn't really cover then. This love story.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, the love story on Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
You guys seen all... A lot of episodes.
I love that you're like Jean-Luc Picard every single time you refer to him. Because a lot of people say Captain Picard, but he does have like such a nice name.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be like Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, because I like his name, I think.
I like but it too. So you're...
You guys watched almost every episode. Or
all
at
of
least
them.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So his... Because he has this like mischievous look kind of, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he looks... Young but still old. He has this timeless,
ageless, timeless.
Ageless. Yeah, yeah.
Both
appeal,
sensitive
right?
and harsh. Like so, he's like he floats between two worlds consistently of like two extremes.
And is he ever in a relationship, this captain, or is he?
No one on the show is ever in a relationship,
but not a steady. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a lot of everyone throughout the show at some point will get. A love interest or a love storyline, not one but several.
Yeah,
I feel like except maybe Geordi or maybe he does make out with someone at some point and it's a black woman. But like Riker, number one, and Troy, clearly from the episode one, they're like ex-lovers.
Yeah.
And Crusher and Picard have a very weird story because Picard was there when Crusher's husband died. In fact, like it's been hinted at from the beginning that kind of maybe Picard lost that, like, so Crusher was married he was maybe at fault, or maybe he had to choose between two people and he chose this other person and this other person died, and then that was Beverly's like husband.
Yeah.
And Crusher is the doctor,
the red hair, the beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but since the episode two of this season, they have like a little bit, we call it in Venezuela, cable pelado, like an open wire, a peeled cable.
Electricity. Mm. They have chemistry.
Yeah, but it's like specifically if you take this cable and kind of like peel it off like a potato skin, then it's like, and then there's a cable that's like out of, of the, so like they've had that.
Cable pelado.
And they continue having it. Perfect. And they continue having that.
Leche.
She's really good with the accent
stool
in Spanish, but it's weird because she also has to make the suffering face. So it's like, she's like,
I can't. When I do it, I do a little bit of like, cable pelado.
Yeah, she's always worried in Spanish.
Pero como,
but it's like a perfect accent. It's just very worried.
Pero como que se usa?
Question. It sounds like a question.
Pero como, pero like if you show her face, she's like shocked.
Pero cuando?
Worried, shocked.
Yeah.
¿Lo usa cuando?
And I feel like Picard gets a little lover that's up to, she's as challenging and adventurous as like you would expect for someone like Jean-Luc. At some point, he does get that like little plot line. Oh, she actually leaves him with
that.
She leaves him and kind of goes with another very powerful character. Oof. And it's very interesting. She's Indiana Jones kind of woman. Mm-hmm. So it's that he gets like those level of women once in a decade. And by level, I mean like,
but he's in a way
they're powerful. They're awesome. They're strong. They're like mature. They're knowledgeable. Not to be trusted.
Yeah.
They'll hurt you.
Yeah.
The way that this episode kind of explores it, though, and I think it's a really good introduction to his romantic past, is that he has chosen the life of being this captain.
Yeah.
And he's chosen it. He's made an active choice to not pursue like being a family man and having those kinds of like connections in his life. And in some ways, like he has to, of course, feel regret at some point about that. And I think in this episode, it really demonstrates his the things he's left behind and the things that he has to regret a little bit for the rest of his life.
Right. Sometimes we forget because so many episodes happen inside of a ship, or they're talking about very high stakes, like diplomatic mission, or like kind of avoiding war, or they're in extreme danger because things are like the ship is falling apart or whatever. And we forget as fans that they are also like people who left things behind. They just have kind of like it's a utopia where like humans have gotten past certain feelings and like chosen, like they choose certain things above like ground feelings. So it's very nice when we have an episode where like maybe both of those things happen. Like,
do
there's
a little bit time of
disruption, and there's also like Picard being like humanized in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very lovely about all this. While like I feel like Star Wars is kind of like everything is very humanized.
Yeah.
Everything is very like emotion based. This is very like, this is where we're trying to get to as humans.
Mm.
Go ahead.
You want to hear this? Okay. This is
be that last day in Paris.
I was afraid.
Oh, I didn't want this.
What?
The truth.
Oh, you want me to lie?
Of course. A nice, soft, painless lie.
Oh, I got the days confused. I thought it was Tuesday when it was Wednesday. I went to the Café Moulin instead of the Café des Artistes.
Two lies.
That's better.
Oh, when he smiles a little bit after the lie.
It's
flirty.
Yeah, and there's side boob.
Yeah, so a lot, so much, something for everybody in a way.
Side boob.
I waited all day.
That is a weird dress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was raining.
She never stopped being side boob woman, because in the holodeck.
I went to Starfleet headquarters looking for you, but you'd already shipped out. So,
His acting is amazing.
She looks like Elizabeth Banks. Good.
I was going to say.
Let's hear the truth.
It was fear.
It was fear.
He's one of the best actors I've seen on television ever.
Fear of seeing me losing my resolve. Fear of staying. Losing myself.
I love what she says here.
Fear that neither of these choices was right and that... And that either would have...
For a long time, not a day went by that I didn't look up into the sky.
And barf.
And wonder.
Stupid.
Spikes.
Spikes.
It got too beautiful.
Each time that I return to Earth, my thoughts are filled with you.
Wow.
I've thought a lot about this over the years. And perhaps you're leaving out your greatest fear.
This shit.
Oh my god.
The real reason you left.
Which was?
That life with me would have somehow made you ordinary.
His laugh.
Oh. He's got this like laugh. His smile. He's such a good actor.
Am I that transparent?
Okay, so that rules so much. And
what did you feel about that scene?
I felt like I was dating him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing in when he's in Spaces Paris, when he's talking or just looking at that girl or whatever. There's so many things for a guy, for him as an actor. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, like, he's the straightest man. In a way, that part is so hard to do much too, right?
Yeah.
Like there's easier to be crazy.
Yeah.
And he is very, very rational and restrained.
Yeah.
And also still like he doesn't, to that point, it's something I noticed when I watched that scene. That girl had an amazing dress, by the way. And she looked great. So she's this gorgeous, like young woman who's very sexily dressed. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to her and kind of like, she's like, why are you looking at me? And then she's like, do I remind you of someone? Which is already an unusual question because I'd be like, you got to turn away, bitch.
Yeah.
So that would be my neutral.
Yeah.
And then he is so non-threatening and so just like literally, if it was Jean-Luc Picard looking at me like that, I would feel the impulse to be like, do I remind you of someone instead of being like, bitch, what are you looking at? Because he's so good at being like not creepy and like
benevolent.
Benevolent, but also like strong. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very intense. Yeah. What he's like kind of like looking at her is very intense, but he's still, non-threatening. Mm-hmm. It's so not any actor can pull that off. There's a lot of like sexual energy that male actors could have probably like thought of exuding or like
right like I think Riker out. In this circumstance would be completely buttering
even almost like Data or Geordi they're really good at being neutral, but he was just superb.
He's very dominant without being like you say threatening or whatever. He's just it's a guy you would follow, like he's a born leader into his core for some reason.
I actually think the writing of this scene also is pretty great, because that little interlude where you have them she wants him to lie, you learn so much about their dynamic in that, like, in how they care for each other in that little tiny thing. Like, it's in there because it shows that they're really good at saying what each other wants and what they need and like furnishing that for each other in a way that's lighthearted.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, they have a clear connection. Like, there's nothing that's lost between these two. They've, you know, 20 years have gone by and it's like yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
It has
it's
that
so
feeling right away.
Because we never see this character again, and I had forgotten about this woman.
Yeah.
And it's still like as warm as if that was not the case, which is
fresh out of the oven.
It's nice. That is very nice.
Like I still thought
pan of sheet cake.
When it becomes that, when he says that he didn't show up, it made me think like he is a guy you look up to and so you can do that. It just made me feel like, oh, you can do that.
You could just not show
up. Still, you can not show up and that's still okay, because Jean-Luc Picard did that.
Right. Like he's a father figure
like
for
he's
you.
A father figure instantly for anyone, I think.
Yeah.
If he did it, it's pretty, yeah.
It's like, yeah, like, so you're kind of justifying the times you haven't shown up. Well, for the dates that you've
I'm thinking about all the times that I had to show up. Oh, like, I showed up.
You didn't want to.
I just could not have shown up.
Because you were conflicted about it.
Jean-Claude Picard.
And this girl is like totally nice to him.
Yeah, it's just, she's even nicer because didn't show up. Like, or he just knows how to play it.
The
like
most,
Jean-Claude Picard.
Understated part of the utopia of humanity here is how like chill people are about Like everyone's just like, all right, let's talk it out.
Because
okay, I didn't show up. Okay, I wanted this. I wanted that.
Well, if I were this girl,
I wanted this other thing. Bye.
It's a good point that you make because I suppose if I was her,
I would be
I'd get on board the ship and be like,
yeah.
Hi. Like so not chill at all.
So like clearly tense.
Like he'd be like, can we what? No, I don't think we can.
Your entire bust from here up on, it's like the most tense ever.
My husband's dying, so I don't really have time for you. No. Like you didn't fucking have time for me.
No, she'd just be like very, very, she'd be sweet, but still like a little, one second. What did you say? Like listen to everyone else before him. Like what did you say? Wait, can you wait?
And then I'm sorry, I'm getting a call. See ya.
Yeah.
And then just be bye.
Everything is more important.
Oh yeah. What was it that you wanted? As soon as he's about to leave, you still want to talk to him? Like, so what is it? What is it that you wanted so bad? Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm all ears.
Rolling your eyes as you're saying, "I'm all ears."
I'm all ears. No. Tell me. What is it? Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to be like all cool. Yeah. No.
I understand.
I understand.
You can show up.
I hear you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this. Yeah.
And then you know what's so interesting too? That speaking to that, I'm consistently amazed by Star Trek.
Oh my God, you have Eiffel Towers all over your shirt. I just noticed.
Yes.
Oh, we'll always have Paris.
I didn't mean to.
You didn't?
I didn't.
God, that's amazing.
I had to self-tape, so I chose this shirt.
Incredible.
So, yeah, right?
Interesting. Que es increíble.
Es que es muy increíble. Then Beverly Crusher is like, and then Counselor Troy's like, you okay, bitch? And then she's like, yeah. And then what she says is so logical. Like, I can't compete against a ghost, number one.
Yeah.
Very
smart.
Yeah. Two, she is here right now, but she is looking at a ghost. So, she's so, everyone is so good at just being, like, I feel the feelings. They are not great. Logically, I will, like, also
they're
counterpoint.
Compartmentalize.
And kind of, like conclude something.
You watch a lot of movies where there's people in the military or people in work at NASA or people work in these jobs that are like really demanding of them, and they compartmentalize their emotions a lot. Like they'll take like, well, that is something I will just have to feel later and deal with later, and it seems like the future is like just all that. But to me, it was really interesting that they decided to bring up Beverly's crush on Picard because
it's so weird, right?
They don't ever pursue, like, there's nothing keeping the two of them really from pursuing a relationship.
But Troy knows better, but the writers decided to make it official.
I know.
It's so weird that, so they, by the having,
because they those never two women get together, even though they could.
And no one ever says anything about them or makes a comment about them being together.
Eventually,
they just have a flirt, like a clearly chemistry kind of relationship. So the fact that Deanna Troi is asking her specifically about this is like, it's such a choice of the writers to be like,
let's call it out.
Like, let's call it totally
so
out.
So interesting.
But that is also what would make you look at the next episode, right?
That's true.
So the whole thing is just...
It's like they hadn't really developed that thought process yet of like keeping people engaged. So they would just pepper it throughout. Like every once in a while they'd be like,
But I feel like
people watch this show.
But there's like... I was Googling actually to see who were writing it.
Yeah.
To find out men versus women writing on this. Since it's such a... like star, you would think back in the day, like there's so many guys just writing about whatever stars, shooting bang bang.
Yeah.
And I feel like they were just like, yeah, so this cannon is a laser or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then I have to turn over and ask about like, so the relationship, like, you got that down?
It was a pretty
to a
diverse...
woman in the room, did you write the scene down or
do we have the
do we have the feeling scene?
Yeah, is that feeling thing? Is he that down? Because we want to shoot, we want to explode a thing.
Did you find out?
Could that just it was two. There were only like four writers or something.
Yeah,
on the episodes, which surprised me too. If they're not like a bunch that is not credited, maybe they're you know 25 of them.
Fun fact, not a fact podcast, but fun fact, they did take fan submissions
later on
of episodes.
Mm. Once it started becoming a really popular thing, people would start writing fan fiction for the show, and they would start creating fan episodes based on that.
And they hire a lot of people became writers because their blind submissions were so good.
So the diversity of the writing on this show is like pretty epic because they had so many people just be engaged in the show and just write from whatever perspective they were coming from.
It became four fans from fans.
Yeah, it was like, and it was also creates a more competitive environment in which people can like compete against each other, against the existing writers, to make episodes more and more interesting.
Yeah,
and it makes the goal, like, we all have the same goal, which is like to see the characters we love be the best they can be.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of like
again how Mark Zuckerberg was auditioning people, right?
Like
I think he had people compete against each other in programming and stuff.
Oh,
I'm just trying to validate how much Star Trek has done for us. Watch, he took that from Star Trek.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of people took a lot of things from Star Trek, including me just giving advice to people.
We also took the idea for making a podcast from it.
Because there's a
log,
and now we're very rich.
There's on deck four, in the middle of the saucer section, there's a podcast studio.
Yeah. It'd be so cool.
It's very cool.
Well, kind of the captain's log supplemental entries are like
they're almost like they're podcast
sort of
entries.
Like a podcast that
Captain Paul
makes for
Star Trek.
You know, he's like, "What the fuckers? What the fucking ears?"
Yeah, and listen to this.
Yeah,
then she said that.
Yeah.
I'm feeling confident.
I'm here at the.
They're very like good at being. What if we podcasted like they do their captain, like their logs? It's very like
Alice's log supplemental.
Okay,
we've been recording all day. It seems like we got here at sunup. Well, actually, my definition of time is pretty flexible, like Data says. So we've only been recording for about an hour and a half. But
Alice, sorry.
Whoa, what the hell?
Can I talk to you for 1 second?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm in HR department, and I'm going through your logs.
Oh, God. What?
And there's really no way to tell when things are happening or
should
what
I start
you're
doing
talking?
The dates at the beginning? Yeah, I was going to go through them later and I haven't had time. I have not had time.
That is usually a bad system because we tend to forget.
You know what? It seems like crazy.
Remember
to me,
what HR?
In the year 2040, we couldn't have like a automatic dating system that would just date that we have to say it physically
start
on
break.
Everything.
Yeah. I feel like it is a way
weird,
to like,
right?
It's
log 9040.
Like, you know how like we stopped saying on people's voicemails, like, it's Tuesday at 3. Like we stopped doing that because it keeps track of it for us.
Right.
It's weird that technology goes. Oh, you're younger than me. Yeah.
Like one
people used
younger.
To be like when they'd leave voice like on people's answering machines.
Ah.
People would say like, "Hi, it's Friday at 4 or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But the answering machines quickly were like Friday 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And, hi, it's your mother. And,
but do you know people who still do like my? I know people in my family who still listen.
My
like,
dad.
All right, it's Tuesday.
My dad. All of his voice messages are like, "Hi, Vero. Is your dad?" And it's like,
yeah, I know.
Do
who
you
it
have
is.
Voice messages from your grandma that still that talks to you like you're there?
Yeah.
They think you're there. Hello. And I told it's obviously, hey, I cannot pick up the phone right now. Leave a message. Hello. Just keep and for a long time. Hi, Bjorn.
Where's your grandma?
Bjorn. You know, for a long time, over and over, new messages. Bjorn.
I love it.
Yeah.
How often do you see your grandma?
I mean four or five times a year, I feel like.
That's plenty. That's a lot.
It's plenty.
That's plenty.
That's more than enough.
I love your grandma. You've talked about her before.
Yeah, both of,
is she here? No, she's
no,
in
she's
here
in Sweden.
Is she in this room?
I want to go to Sweden. Would I go? And
would I go?
Would I meet that other person that looks like me? And
you can call him.
What?
I can call him.
Oh, it's a him.
No,
hen.
It's a hen.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
No. Of course, I think you should go. You should go to maybe Stockholm or Gothenburg.
Mm. Can we do this podcast on the road in Stockholm?
For sure.
Because we want to do go. I want to go too, and it'd be cool if we could go together.
I love that you talk about your grandma. I want to know more, and also, is there a lot of like fandom, Star Trek fandom there, or are there more into like
just girls talking.
Other stuff.
I have not.
You can't generalize
ever
an entire
talked
country.
About Star Trek.
Okay, before, so you've gone your whole life without talking about
I've
it.
Been able to so far
to skip
but,
it.
But I think that they're probably just as big.
Yeah. There's like a same percentage.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
That
I think
makes
so.
Sense.
Yeah, I
it's
think
so.
It's
a worldwide
and
thing.
People and people in Sweden speak
and everyone
English
has the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we, about the phone thing, you guys never hung up. We thought, in Sweden, we thought that you guys just, because in every movie, they're just like, hey, see you at four.
It's so fucking weird. My brother and I would so make strange. Fun of American movies because we were like,
yeah, I don't know why
they don't
do that.
Say goodbye.
Never, ever. Do you?
Ever.
But we do, right? When yeah. we talk. I'm not yeah. thinking about it. We no go one, like, bye. Yeah. Talk to you later or something. Yeah. Yeah.
To all the people you know here. You don't do yeah. that with anybody, right?
No, I mean.
There's nobody you talk to that's American that goes, or that's, you know,
that just
from the
hangs
U.S.
up.
That hangs up, right?
No, because I thought of it. No. We always thought, like, they never say bye.
It's just a weird movie thing they do.
I think they're just saving yeah. a couple of lines so that they can make it to 120 yeah. pages and sell that shit.
Like, yeah. it's, yeah, it's as though they've skipped over the part where people have their, they say goodbye.
Yeah, we have to be there at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of yeah. like.
All right.
Yeah, that's a
sounds
fight.
Good.
In yeah. Sweden, that's a fight.
It's a fight. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See you there at 5. That's like a like
does it,
that's
the phone ring again after that like
oh yeah
I would it would
what
ring again
that? I would yeah
the
it would ring
would
again
ring again Ken. Did you just hey. Hang up on me
yeah it would be the same
James Bond did you just hang up on me
yeah. Hey James I'm sorry James
yeah
yeah, yeah.
At 4 p.m. and did then what
oh you out? Did not James Bond
yeah. I said goodbye
in Venezuela yeah. it would be the same if I was like all right see you're 4
yeah yeah.
Everyone would be like, why are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Why are
that
you
that would be
mad?
The same here. They don't right. do it that way. It's just a weird movie thing. It's I can't movie I thing. Can't explain it.
It's
just
true.
Like I can't explain, you know, Jeff Sessions.
With my grandma, I'm like, chao, abuela. And then she's like, chao, mi amor. Dios te bendiga. And I'm like, bendición. Que estés bien. Okay, chao. Te quiero.
Yeah.
Chao. Yo también. Okay, chao. Bueno, que estés bien. Okay, te quiero. Okay, chao. Okay. Okay,
yeah,
chao.
That's how it
chao,
is
te
for
quiero.
Me, too.
Chao.
Yeah. Like, this is my aunt. This is my aunt Pam on the phone. She'll be like, she'll be like, okay, oh, well, okay, yeah, it's really cold here, yeah. And I'll be like, all right, well, I gotta run. And she's like, okay, I'll let you go. Did you see that thing on the news? And I'll be like, oh, I didn't, but I emailed me about it because I didn't get the link before when you sent it to me. Okay, I'll send it to you. All right, take care. Just because it's real interesting. What this, okay, I really have to go. All right, sounds
there's
good.
Seven
take
more
care,
topics.
Love. All right. Oh, if you have a minute, could you? She just like starts again.
Yeah.
And you have to just deal with it, you know.
Yeah. They still ask me when I come home. They go like,
"I'm like, tia,
are,
gotta go.
Are you? Did you? We were supposed to go somewhere. Did you pee? Like stuff like that. Like, are you freezing? Aren't you cold? Like, I'm 31. You know, I flew from L.A. back yeah. to Sweden. I made that. I don't yeah. know. No,
the
and
impression
I,
of your mom taking
I,
a pillow
and I
putting the
myself.
Pillow under your head when you're sleeping. It's a visual thing, so the listeners won't get it. But he has this great thing he does where his mom puts a pillow under his head when he's napping, and it wakes you
like
up.
I
and
wake
I love
up,
it so much.
I fell asleep. I'm so sleeping great. In the couch, and I wake up from my head just like being bent up, and a pillow is forced under my head. Like, I, dude, I was as comfortable as I could possibly be
she,
until
she
you did that. And she's like, sorry.
Until you bent my neck
dude,
and my
like,
chin, you like slammed
you
my chin against my chest.
And I'm laying, and I'm like just upset. And she's like, sorry. And like. And I
oh
fall back
God,
asleep.
I wanna see
then there is
so
a blanket.
Bad.
There's a blanket coming back. I mean, like, you know, I'm like throwing it away. Like, why would you? Oh, sorry. You know, I was asleep. Why would you do? Why
I
did you do
see,
that?
I just visualize it. So her.
What is it?
Her being
and she's
like
a
so
goldfish
like
memory. Yeah, she says like, but you don't do that. It's like waking someone up. Like, hey, here's a like a sleeping
a
pill for you. You know, here you go. Oh, are you? Did you? You know, wake someone up and force.
She breaks the magic of the casual nap by
yeah.
being like
by yeah, being, making it
making
into
it
by,
a,
like, prepping, by making it into a thing where you like tucked into bed suddenly.
Dude, I was
like you were just casually napping. You're not tucked.
My grandma.
Why the?
Yeah.
It's so cute in a way. Like she
it's
cares. She's
so
like,
cute.
I
want to
see
favorite.
Him with a pillow. I just want to see that pillow.
My grandma made cinnamon buns, which is a normal thing to do, and she baked them.
Okay.
And she's like,
yeah, it is.
No one's questioning.
Have a.
All right. Seems like you're. you're definitely covering something up, but okay.
All right. Weird. Yeah. Weird that you pointed that out. Okay.
No, I don't know how common cinema buses are.
They're very, they smell all over the airports.
Yeah. So it's like, it's like very
cinema buns.
I'm not going to go into how normal it is, but so she she baked it and she's like, hey, I have a cinnamon bun. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I have one because they're, yeah, but I just ate, but I still like, yeah, thank you so much. And I've eaten it. Have another one. Like, yeah, you know, and I eat, ate one more and I'm like, have another one. Why don't you have another one? And I'm like, yeah. I'm really full. I don't know if I can. Yeah, you know, you have another one. Why don't you have another one? I'm like, you know, I ate so much. You know, I'm like kind of full. You know, you have, you can have one more. You can have as many as you want. Yeah, I know. I just don't. You didn't like it, huh? And I'm like, no. They were great. I just, it's fine. You can tell me you didn't like it.
You had
and,
two.
And I'm like, dude, I love him, but I cannot. No, it's fine. Bjorn just. It's fine. I won't be sad if you didn't like it. You can just say
she has seven stories in her head.
Yeah, she goes like, you can say you didn't like it if you didn't. I did like it. I liked it, but I just didn't want it. And then she goes like, oh, you're mad at me.
The best, because it's like it's so interesting to me.
There's no way of you getting out of this. How many buns do you have to eat so
she made cinnamon buns, and so then I'm upset. Then she made me angry about the cinnamon. She baked me cinnamon buns till angry in like two. I don't know how that is.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Minnesota, and so a lot of Swedes are in Minnesota, and yeah, a lot of people. Or like I like being friends with Bjorn and hearing these stories because there's so many people in my family that act like this, and so it's like nice. It feels like I am in touch with my roots when I'm talking to him, because like everyone in my family acts like it. It's such passive aggression
I feel a little bit. It's funny because it seems like, is this an older women who cook thing?
No, like, it's like
my family there's just no way to say no either. Like it's like you didn't eat it, and then it's like, but. Yeah, because I'm not going to barf it.
Yeah.
And then they're like offended.
Yeah.
There's no way around
it. No, but I kind of understand. You slaved all day.
But then when I tell people, there are also people who, like, I understand how generous that is to have that upbringing.
It's so sweet.
So there are people who, like, have experienced the opposite, right? They come up with me and, like, they just like with tears in their eyes, like, she's a wonderful woman, you know, like, why do you
because they had a different
this
right.
Yeah, they had a like they were
mm-hmm. It know, is so, a lucky thing.
Yeah, it's a lucky
but
thing.
But it's you can both be very lucky and be frustrated. I remember I had a boyfriend who had like a perfect job, right? Everyone like, and he was like so stressed, and so every time he was stressed everyone would be like, but you have this job, and he would be like is that catch where you're like not allowed to be upset about like a blessing,
yeah,
but you are, and you can and you will be, because you it's your life and that's your drama, like you're allowed to be like,
it's all relative.
Oh my god, like I lose my patience too.
I think we got to wrap up.
Well,
we're well over time.
Okay, well we're all
of course
over
we're
time.
Cutting out like 45 minutes of technical difficulties.
That Star Trek snuck talk, we should just should just cut
that's
that
where it got kind of slow. It slowed down a like, bit and we didn't
it's
yeah.
funny, like we can cut all the Star Trek part out and then just leave the other part.
Yeah, that's what
I love the three Datas. I thought you would appreciate it and kind of be in love with it.
I loved it, and it sounded like a cool remix. It was like Data but the remix. That's what I thought about it when I watched
that's
it.
What I think when you say remix. I'm sorry, I'll never try to rap again.
If you don't already, you guys should think about following Missy Elliott on Instagram, because
she's pretty amazing.
She's great. And all she does is give really amazing inspirational messages and then also do some rad dances and some throwbacks.
And she's great on Twitter as well. She has good advice. She has good retweets.
I didn't follow her on Twitter. I'm going to follow her right now.
So are there any conclusions that you left with after watching this episode?
The things that I thought of?
Yeah,
get
like
right.
The conclusions you like, anything that affected you.
Get it right.
Yeah,
or else.
Say the right thing.
Or it could be nothing. It could be like, I'll never watch Star Trek.
I mean,
again.
What's that? You you don't always have to show up. That was the only thing.
That was a pretty epic one.
Yeah, you could just
it's
like
a big one for you. Yeah,
or that maybe it is. It's gonna come back sometime.
Yeah,
it's gonna come back.
Yeah, so you better do that.
That is another like a flip side to that. It's
the guy
sooner or later, even so many miles away from where it happened.
Yeah,
you will maybe have to face some things.
Yeah, and that the one you didn't show up for might date someone that has a lot of work with time.
With time.
Machinery or something like
that. I thought maybe they were going to split in two and make her, like, make a version of the couple that goes to the planet, another version of the couple that breaks up.
That sliding door.
And he goes and does, thing, so right? Picard can, and she can go do her thing and maybe see Picard every once in a while. But
how fabulous was her onesie? I mean,
it was
amazing. In those boots. And then that dress from that the two girls in the cafe.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. They looked really good.
The amazing. One, the one sitting.
He was looking at.
Yeah.
Felt like why I thought you would see her in other things too. I don't know. Maybe she's a known actress after that.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen her in other things. Yeah. That girl. I don't know who she is. But
it was like, yeah.
She looks familiar, right? Yeah.
Very pretty, good body.
She looks like Stevie Nicks, actually.
A little bit. And then he's leaving the enough of the self-indulgence. And then he walks in and like, out of the cafe. And there's this woman with this like really flat, awesome like hat. That's like on the
flat
side.
Hat. You mean
it's like a boina, like
a giant beret.
Beret. And I was like, man, I would totally wear everything that I saw in that Paris cafe.
Yeah.
Whoa. She's wearing that, a dope bikini.
And the fencing. Thing. Yeah. It's like it. That looks like Carolina Herrera, like 2017.
Yes. We'll put it on. We swear to God. And I want to apologize to the fans. We haven't been updating the Instagram with the fashions as much because Alice has been busy with
her. So much boob out. I love it. Sorry. And I have no
idea. What I'm going to say I'm going to be busy with. But if you listen to the Patreon, you can hear.
That looks like Christian Siriano or like something from like 2016
season. Yeah, it does
season.
For sure. Rachel Comey a little bit.
Yeah. So it's and then there's the fencing outfits. It's,
sure.
It's like a pearly white that's like glittery. Loved it.
They love to do the glittery.
I was surprised that they were just like fencing on a ship. Like it was like they were just hanging around and then said until something happens. Yeah. I don't know if they're always on their way to a problem.
No, they're
usually slacking, kind of.
They're usually on their way somewhere, but they do have downtime, there's a lot of like physical activity. So they all get exercise all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, they do a lot of, if I had to like do stats on the show, I would say like 80% of the time is like bridge or operations. And then there's like a good 20% of episodes and things that are like vacation planet, holodeck, those kind of activities, like practice, you know, just more like miscellaneous activities. But there's a lot of like bridge, command, diplomatic mission. They're kind of always working, I feel. They're a little bit workaholics. But I don't know.
You said a mouthful there.
What did you guys take from the episode, Nevin?
Well, I was...
Thank you, Alice.
I was very interested in the parallels between Picard's like... that like having it be also like an internal journey into the time, because the time thing was not that attractive to me as a plot, as a time
because
hiccup.
They really
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, to me it's like the hiccup, the whole time loop thing, they get really good at talking about that later on. And I wasn't super interested in that. There wasn't a lot of sci-fi there that was interesting. It was like, make sure that the medical instrument is hooked up to the flange or whatever. And you're like, whatever. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Did you think of the, like, how they write it, that there could be a problem that they solve the next second? It could be like, oh my God, we need to put this down.
Yeah.
Can we do that? I don't know, sir. Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
Oh, we did it. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like invisible problems that could just like delay the...
That's not uncommon also for this show. Problems tend to like get less... Sometimes problems will get less high stakes as the episode goes on. And like it just kind of like... like especially in the first season when they're not that great at writing yet, episodes will just sort of like... Things will just kind of like gradually resolve themselves and problems will just go away, which... It's a lot more like what life is like.
Yeah.
That's what kind of
just
life...
Just wait it out.
Yeah, wait it out. You know? It'll fall somewhere. The pieces will fall into place somewhere. Yeah.
El tesis va a callar.
El tesis?
El tesis.
No. The tesis?
Thesis?
Thesis is like thesis, like si. What do you hand in at the end of college?
Si.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
No sense. I'm hungry. The parallel between Picard and the ship, and also I was very interested in the fact that you didn't watch the previous episode, but one of the major, most important characters like dies in the previous episode.
She was like,
could not care less. Go on.
But you wouldn't tell. You couldn't be able to tell from what just
exactly.
happened.
Exactly. That's so interesting.
That is what just happened.
Yeah.
Like, you probably did not even.
No, I didn't.
Because there's no acknowledgement, or like, it's just like, moving on.
Right.
And I wonder if they wrote it in order, and I bet a lot of fans who are listening will know right this. In.
But our fans are really good at not correcting us too much, though.
Do you know the reason?
Tweet at us.
Do you know the reason that person was... It was someone written out of the series, I guess. Then,
she got tired of being on the show. She thought the character would have a better development, and it didn't, and she was done.
Yeah.
And then she regretted it eventually.
Because then they probably don't want to... They have the whole plot of the season figured out, right? So they can't even take in consideration that...
If she was suddenly written out... Yes, they need to keep going. But at the same time,
they didn't write ahead like that, because this is like, there are 25 episodes.
Seems like they're out of order sometimes, even. Like, they wrote some episodes and they air them later.
Yeah.
Like,
it's very,
starting season 3-2 a little bit, but 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, they start having like season arcs that sometimes last like 2 seasons.
Okay. So, but that's not the case right
really
now.
They don't really do that as much here. And definitely you can tell by the fact that everybody's fine when someone died.
Yeah, a lot of standalone episodes, but still somehow the major, like the season arc, is mentioned, or it's like it's interwoven, but right now
it's not even mentioned.
Here's an idea. Here's another. Eventually they'll find their like really heavy arcs that are like major, major like danger.
But there are no character developments really.
That too.
Later on, but not here.
Picard goes through a trauma, and then from then on, he's a little different the entire rest of the show, but not maybe in every episode, but he'll be a little different.
Because witty, just pulling jokes all the time.
Just see my 1,000 yards.
That's how he copes.
It's a trauma where he's dealing with comedy.
Yeah, he like resorts to like comedy, and then that's just kind of who he is now. He's this funny guy.
Yeah,
funny guy.
Pull my
funny
finger.
Denial.
A lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Spock.
Spock comes back in his old age. You're done. Alice is done.
I think I finished this episode.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow.
Let's record this, okay?
Let's press record.
Thank you for tuning in, guys.
Bjorn, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
We haven't asked anybody if they have any plugs lately.
Yeah, do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to be at Nora Brunn in Stockholm.
When?
In January.
Yeah, this will air before that, right? Yeah.
So fly in.
It's right after New Year's?
It's right after New Year's. I'm going to be there like the second week or third week at Nora Brunn in Stockholm.
So this is maybe this is
coming out exactly
concurrently with that. So like,
perfect.
If you're listening and you're in Stockholm right now, most of our fans probably are.
Yeah. You have
or you have the
to
ability
go.
To go there, because again, most of our fans, elite travelers. go see Bjorn perform at Nora Brunn. He'll be performing in Swedish, but you could be the reason that he
can't
perform
stand-up?
The Swedish.
Stand-up
in Swedish.
I do stand-up there.
If I watched it, I would not laugh at all, right? I wouldn't understand shit.
Yeah.
I'll make
he
it
speaks
work
English,
it.
But he's very bad at communicating concepts.
Okay, great.
But I'm super polite. I'll be very nice.
Will
the
one after. Other person who looks like me, will that person, will Hen be there?
I'll pitch you for Hen. Like, I'll really talk you up.
Pitch?
Yeah, I'll be like, or what's the word for it? Like,
yeah.
I'll be,
pitch me.
Yeah,
pitch
you'll
me.
Yeah, talk you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk
you
up.
You did that right.
Great. I'm so excited to be, find this other person.
Yeah, it's going to be a real Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, if you're falling asleep, I would like to put a pillow under your head.
Yep.
And throw
right
a blanket
after
you on
drifted
you.
Drifted right off.
So that you can wake up in next week.
And tune in next week for our episode with I think Michael Dorn. Okay.
Next week we definitely have booked the cast of TNG.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.